What's the greatest question you can ask? What's the greatest question you can answer? Well, they just might be the same. Well, let's talk about it on today's episode of the 1 Million Husbands podcast. You know, last week I talked about the priority of living out an authentic faith, not just the appearance of faith, but a truly active faith governed by an intimate relationship with Christ. And so today I want to go into overtime with that conversation as we look at the greatest question you can answer and the greatest question you can ask. And it's the same question. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? You know, your answer can have a huge impact on your marriage, how you love your wife, how you lead your wife, your behavior, your character as a man and a husband. And the answer that you give can provide the foundation for all your decision-making and have its full effect on your wife and her greatest security. You know, but lest we think that this question is reserved just for this discussion, let's look at a passage from Matthew, from Matthew's gospel, found in chapter 16, around verse 13. And you might be familiar with this. If not, you could read this in chapter 16, basically verses 13 through 16. But here we have Jesus, and he's coming into Caesarea Philippi, and he asks his followers, his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Basically, who do people say that I am? And they said, they gave responses like, well, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But Jesus turns to them and he says, but who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am, follower? And Simon Peter replies, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So when you consider the question, is your response the same? What is your response? Is Christ the Son of the living God? Is he the embodiment of the living God? Not one of a bunch of dead gods that people around that time and that world were worshiping, nor a bunch of dead idols that we see worshiped around us even today. But it's one thing to say it, but where's the evidence of a transformed life? Transformed not by our own doing, but by the grace of the Holy God. And when this is who we are, we're truly able to love our wives sacrificially, as Christ would have us, a sacrificial love that's motivated by ministry and servitude, not manipulation or condition. So that's the question for us to answer, but equally as important in marriage is to make sure that question is asked of our wives, of our spouse. And why wouldn't we? And why wouldn't we want the assurance of our wife's eternity as well? And this is part of the leadership responsibility we have in marriage to lead spiritually. Back in Ephesians 5, it tells us, and it told us in verse 25, how to love our wives. But it also tells us something more in verses 26 and 27. It tells us the purpose of loving our wives as Christ loved his bride. The purpose and goal of this love is the perfecting of the one loved. It says that it is to sanctify her, that he may sanctify her. And the word sanctify basically means to set apart. When you married your wife, she was set apart from all others. And our goal goes on. Our goal is to present her in glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And as Christ's goal, our goal should be that she is holy and blameless, that she can say confidently that Jesus is the Son of the living God. That's a lot to take in, but really what we're talking about is spiritual leadership. And that's what I would hope that we all desire to do. And let me just tell you, friend, that as I talk about this stuff and I teach this stuff, if I could put one kind of a title on this kind of a teaching model, it's called an instructive memoir. It's basically instruction based on my experience. And I'm telling you, I have fallen flat on so many of these things, and I've had to learn these things. So I'm not telling you anything as someone who has figured it out, but I am right there in the midst of the journey with you. So again, when it comes to answering that question, I have to answer that question, and I have to know my wife's response to that question. And then I have to lead accordingly, of which I haven't done a good job, consistent job, through our 35 years of marriage. So what do we do? Where do we go from here? And so we've got work to do. This week, write down your answer to that very question. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? And consider the following. Does how I live, love, and lead give evidence of who Christ is to me? Is he holy? Is he in control of my life, my behavior, thoughts, speech, attitude, decisions? And is my love for my wife driven more by manipulation and control or by unconditional servitude and sacrifice? Well, let's come back together and join in prayer. Heavenly Father, with all that we are responsible for as husbands, as men, as dads, we pray that we would take seriously the calling we have as your sons to lead, love, and live well because of the grace you extended to us and the power of the gospel in our marriages. Amen. Well, once again, I'd ask you to share this with your friends. We're on all platforms for podcasts, and if you have any questions or thoughts or suggestions, feel free to message me through Facebook or Instagram at 1 Million Husbands, via email at 1millionhusbands@gmail.com. And when you do are on a podcast and you're listening, please, please give us some comments, rate us. I'd appreciate that very much. And so until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the 1 Million Husbands Podcast.